Hello, is that room service? Oh, hello there. Are you looking for someone? Oh, of course, you must be her plus one. She's been talking a lot about you. Like, a lot. Please come on in. I'm Sin. Oh no, she's not here right now. She's with the rest of the party getting her hair and makeup done, but I'm already finished. The esthetician said, like, I didn't need a lot of work. What do you think? Am I ready to shine up at the altar? Oh no, please don't go. I'm so bored here. And I'm sure she'll be back any second. But mostly, I'm bored. No, I mean, the wedding is fine. I just didn't think when I agreed to be in it that I was going to be, like, all about the bride. I'm just saying, like, this isn't normally how I spend the weekend. I thought there would be a little bit more celebration to it all. Believe me, back in the day we would have gone out all night and been ready for psych for you 1 in the morning. Or at least I would have. Like, I carried them all through these classes. Why? What did she tell you about us? Come on, you can tell me. Competitive? No way. I mean, we would definitely push each other to do better. And yeah, maybe there was some light teasing involved. And a couple of arguments. But no, we were definitely just there for each other. And believe me, your girlfriend gave it as good as she got. She's not? Oh, you're just a friend. Classic move. Let me guess. There was a hotel mix-up and now you're sharing twin doubles. Good to know she hasn't changed at all. Oh, nothing. I'm just thinking about the good old days. Anyway, I heard you were out with the groomsmen last night, living it up all night, even if we weren't. No. I don't want to hear any stories. I can just tell by looking at you. You look absolutely exhausted. You're practically sinking into that chair. Us, meanwhile, we're getting pampered. Oh, it's the whole nine yards. Mani, pedi, massages, full spa treatment. Doesn't that sound nice? I don't think I've ever been so relaxed in my life. You can tell, right? I feel like I'm glowing. And you obviously must agree, since you're staring. No, I'm just making fun of you. I totally get it. You're so tired, you're just spacing out. You must wish you felt this way right now. This room is a safe space to space out in while you're waiting. You really do look like you could use it. Actually, you could be a big help to me. I have to pick out my accessories. You don't mind, do you? All you have to do is keep relaxing, listen to me talk through my outfit, and you can sit there and stare or space out or whatever you want to do, as long as you look at the jewelry I'm showing you long enough to get an opinion. Sounds like a fair deal, right? Just sit right there. So, the first thing I'm thinking about is this bracelet. I know it's a little bit gaudy with the charms and it might make some noise during the ceremony. But it's a nice sound, right? Kind of soft clinging together, all of the gold. And it looks so good on me. Look at the way it dances in the light and how it complements my skin. Are you looking? I can see that you're staring, but you need to really focus. Listen to the sound it makes. You like that, don't you? You don't have to talk. You're too tired. Just nod if you agree. That's right. Very good. You're looking very relaxed over there. But keep your eyes open and on me. Really look and listen. And tell me if you think I should wear this. Good, good. I'm glad you like it. But now I need a necklace. This one goes with the dress, but it's a little heavy. Look how shuyu. See how much it swings when I dangle it like this. It's so heavy. Keep your eyes on it while it goes back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. So heavy. And if I wear it, I feel like it might weigh me down. I might get so tired and sleepy because of this heavy necklace. What do you think? Are you thinking about anything? Don't fall asleep yet. You just have to keep staring. I need you here with me. Nod your head if you understand. Very good. You're a natural at this. Don't look so confused. You don't have to think about this. Just keep sinking into that chair and listening to me, and it will all make sense soon. I think I'm going to go with the necklace. It looks too good not to. Don't you agree? I'll take your continued staring as a yes. One last thing I need your help with. My earrings. These are my favorites. I wear them everywhere. But I want a second opinion. Do you think the gems complement my eyes? I get a little closer so you can see better. Isn't that better? Look right into my eyes now. Right now. You poor thing. You can barely keep your eyes open. Just look right at me. Nothing else matters now. I know you're confused, but you don't have to worry about it. Ugh. No. Stay right where you are. Keep staring. Let me get that. Now, she's looking for you. I'll let her know you're here. In a minute. We still have some things to talk about. So you just keep staring right there. Right into my eyes. Your eyelids are fluttering now. So heavy. So sleepy. In a moment, I'm going to count down from three. When I do, you're not going to be able to stay awake any longer. You're going to get that rest you so desperately need, and that I'm so generously helping you find. Your eyes are going to close. And your conscious mind will slip into nothingness. Nod your head if you understand. Good. 3, 2, 1. Sleep.
Wow. She really has a type. Dummies.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you're not the first person to fall for this. Just the latest. And possibly the easiest. This wedding has been so boring, though, so no surprise that you wouldn't even put up a challenge. This will be fun, though. I could use a new toy to play with. Open your eyes and look right into mine. Your conscious mind is asleep. But your subconscious is going to absorb everything I tell you. Your only purpose here tonight is to keep me entertained. You're going to be at my back and call. You will follow me around and get my drinks when I want drinks. You'll dance with me when I want to dance. And you'll carry my bag when I don't need you for anything. You will do whatever I say. When I say it. If I tell you to jump into the fountain to make me laugh, you'll do it without any hesitation. And that goes without saying that you'll be ignoring everyone else. Tonight, I'm the center of your universe. You can barely remember who you came here with. As far as you knew, you just wanted to be here for the chance to meet me. Not if you understand. Very good. You're going to be fun, I can tell. Most people need a little bit more work than you to go this deep. Maybe if you impress me, I'll keep you around. Now, unlock your phone for me. I'll let her know that you're here with me. She'll love that. But I suppose it's time to bring you back up. I don't want her catching on. In a few moments, I'm going to snap my fingers again. When I do, you'll fully wake up. All of these suggestions are going to live in your subconscious mind. But as far as your conscious mind is concerned, you just dozed off after a night of partying too hard. I very generously let you stay here with me as long as I got ready. And you're very grateful. Not if you understand. Very good. 3, 2, 1. Up. Are you okay there? You were pretty deep asleep. No, you didn't miss the wedding. It's only been a few minutes. Oh, I wonder who that could be. Any ideas? No. I think that's your date, silly. Did you forget about her already? I get it. Just sit here and relax. Careful, dear. You might drift off again.